Welcome to Madisonville Community College and You. I'm Danny Kober, and with us today, Mr. Joey Jones, the Biomedical Technology Systems Program Professor at MCC. And Mr. Jones, why is it important for you to be here today?
There are several reasons. First, to let the public know what a biomedical equipment technician is, because it is the best-kept secret in healthcare. Second, to let the public know about the Biomedical Technology Systems Program at MCC. Third, to let the public know about the upcoming workshop event I am offering this summer. And finally, to honor Healthcare Technology Management Week, also known as HTM Week, which runs this week from May 21st through May 27th.
So what is a biomedical equipment technician?
Well, a biomedical equipment technician, which is also known as a biomed, is a person who repairs, maintains, inspects, tests, installs, and manages all types of medical equipment and medical-related systems, both general, in advance, in design, and clinical applications. The technology serviced by biomeds range from simple digital thermometers to complex diagnostic imaging systems. There are thousands of medical technologies on the market which need the service and support provided by biomedical technicians.
Okay, now who employs the biomeds?
Well, he or she, notice I said she because there are a lot of females getting into this field, may work for the following employers. A hospital, a clinic, a home medical equipment company, and you usually find more than one of those within a community. A dialysis center, and that's the same case with the home medical equipment companies. You usually find one or more of those in a community. A diagnostic medical imaging center. A medical equipment manufacturer as a field service technician, or you can work as a third-party medical equipment service provider, such as with GE Healthcare.
Okay. What is so unique about the Biomedical Technology Systems Program at MCC?
Well, it is one of approximately 60 such programs nationwide. It is the only program of its type in the state of Kentucky. It contains 22 technical courses within its degree-level curriculum, more so than any other two-year biomed program out there. The program has an extensive inventory of medical equipment and systems to support the hands-on technical training. Also, the program is accessible, what I refer to as distance-friendly, to those who live beyond Hopkins County due to its one-day-a-week-only on-site hands-on lab requirement. Besides those who reside in western Kentucky, one visit each week to MCC is manageable for those who live in central Kentucky, central Tennessee, southern Indiana, and southern Illinois. I currently have two students, a man and a woman, that each drive from central Tennessee once a week to attend the program.
Wow.
The one-day-a-week only format allows those who work the opportunity to attend the program. On-site work is coupled with online content. And finally, the BTS program awards 7 credentials upon the student completing the program. The 7 credentials awarded include 1 Associate's in Applied Science degree in Biomedical Equipment Technology Studies and 6 certificates. The 6 certificates are in computer and networking systems, including 1 designed to address networking systems unique to healthcare settings. Having 7 credentials upon graduating makes the BTS program graduate highly marketable and thus employable.
Okay. Can you tell our audience about the upcoming BTS program marketing workshop you mentioned earlier?
I would be glad to do so. The Biomedical Technology Systems Program at Madisonville Community College will be hosting a hands-on marketing workshop event on Thursday, June the 15th from 10 a.m. to noon. During the event, participants will learn about the BTS program and the unique and expanding field of biomedical equipment technology servicing. They will also see the medical equipment that is utilized during lab time and assembly a mini working defibrillator. If interested in participating in the event, please contact me, Joey Jones, at the following number. And that number is 270-824-8583 to reserve your spot. The event is free to the public and will take place on the main campus, also known as the North Campus of Madisonville Community College, in room 137 of the Brown Badgett Senior Energy and Advanced Technology Center, also known as the BBC building. Those looking for a rewarding and satisfying career are encouraged to attend. This workshop is not recommended for those who are less than 16 years old. Both males and females are encouraged to participate.
Okay. Mr. Joey Jones, Biomedical Technology Systems Program Professor at MCC, and a look at the Biomeds program at Madisonville Community College. That's it for now. For Joey Jones, I'm Danny Kober. Thank you for listening.